Hey guys, it's your girl Tina Hat, and welcome to my podcast. Wow. How are you guys? How are you doing? I'm good. I'm okay. I firstly want to say I'm so sorry I didn't publish anything last week. I was extremely busy, and I definitely need to learn how to manage my time better. But thank you for the reminder to everybody who kept asking me why I didn't publish, and to people who were pushing me to make the time and publish and record. So I'm here. So this week, I want to talk about something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but I don't know. I guess it kind of goes with what I want to talk about. It's difficult to actually speak about things that are close to home, you know, or things that are true to you, true about you, or true to you. I don't know which word goes best with that. So I wanna start off with this quote by Jennifer Marie. I think I told you guys about this. This is Queen in my previous podcast about self-worth. I think it was one of the pages that I encourage you guys to follow. So she says, "It's hard to celebrate someone's truth when you're still denying yours." I saw this and I immediately just like bookmarked it. And I was like, I will talk about this, but I was just like, not today. I don't even know how long ago that was when I said that. But I want to talk about being true to yourself, showing up as your real, authentic self to, like, when presenting yourself to other people, and most importantly, to yourself. Because personally, I've struggled with showing other people another side of me, and then the real me is something that I would never show to people because I'm afraid people won't accept me for the real me. People won't acknowledge me. People won't think I'm as, I don't know, appealing as the me that I would project to other people. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's always been something that I struggled with. And I think, you know what, I've realized that sometimes, most times, things that you struggle with are reoccurrent. Like, I've shared with you guys how I struggle with self-love sometimes, how I've gone on my healing journey in terms of my relationships or my emotional or romantic connections. I've gone through my healing process, and those things come back. You know, those things are things that you have to keep continuously working on. And this is also one of those things. And I will always be somebody who will, like, especially when I come onto this platform, be authentic and be true and share my experiences. And this is only because I feel that it could help somebody else. I know it helps somebody else who has the same thoughts or has the same experiences, but just isn't able to share. I think sharing with other people is so important. Look at me diverting from what I want to talk about today, but I think being able to share how you feel, what's going on with you, with other people, it's really important. Maybe you can't share with a lot of people, but like maybe just pick one person that you share with, and you feel so much better when you tell somebody else what's going on with you. I feel, and it's really hard to find somebody that you trust with that information. But I think generally, I would always recommend that you find somebody that you can talk about these things with. Back to what I wanted to talk about today, being authentic, being true. You deserve to be true to mostly to yourself. And with this, I wanted to tackle an angle that I think a lot of us don't really approach with honesty or vulnerability. And this is just declaring, saying what you want. And most of the times we do this because we're afraid. Like, I'll be perfectly honest with you. When I have doubts about what I want or my goals or what I want to achieve, I tend to not say it, or I tend to not, like, Nesca do you believe is, you know, like Nesca do you know, I know if I deny it, then the reality of me wanting it and it then not happening because of ABCD or whatever won't be as much of a punch as if I would have said outright, I want a car. But maybe at the moment, I'm not even earning enough to even save for a car, to even think about buying a car. I probably can't even afford, you know, my next transport for the week, you know. And this is actually true. Like right now, I can't afford my next transport for next week, you know. But I'd sit there saying, I need a car. So for me personally, I found that it's really hard for me to say those things, especially when I have doubts or when I'm in a space where I don't believe that that is possible. And I found myself denying myself of what I truly want or what I truly need, just because the space I'm in at the moment doesn't allow me to see that far, you know, to look outside the box or to see that far, because it's generally just where I'm at, especially in Zimbabwe. A lot of the times you start thinking, like, okay, fine, this whole example of a car. I want a car, and probably right now I'm earning about $200, which is like $20,000, right? $200 at my current job, and I can't afford to even start saving, because I mean, for a decent car I need like 1.5 to start off with, and I'm thinking, if I save my $200, that's like 7-8 months, what will I be doing with my expenses? Like, can you see how I've just been rambling about how it's impossible for me to save that $200, and I start denying myself before I can even want it? And something I've struggled with, not just with financial things, but even with emotional things. For example, with the track record that I've had with relationships, with men, obviously, I tend to deny myself of wanting certain things because I know that with the men that I have been involved with, they weren't able to deliver those things for me. So I'll find myself saying, and a common thing that I've seen with women, especially women my age, who are working, is the independent woman persona. Like, you want to be like, we take on that independent woman persona where we want to do things by ourselves. We want to pay for things by ourselves. I'll give an example. I went on a date a couple of months ago. A whole couple of months ago. Anyway, and so personally, I have been struggling. Girl, I know I struggle with a lot of things, but the good thing is I'm trying to proceed from wherever I'm at. Anyway, back to the story. I went on a date, and I have this thing where I normally wanna show that I am able to take care of myself. I don't want you to take care of me. Like, I'm not looking for you to take care of me, type of thing, because I was raised in such a way that I know that women can get things done by themselves. And I've always wanted to be a woman who gets things done by themselves. I've never wanted to rely on a man for anything. I've never wanted to, but deep down, I think it's a need that I do have. I want to be able to say, I can rely on my man or on my husband to do certain things for me. Like, I want that, but I guess because of my track record and because of being in the situation that I'm in, being in the country that I'm in, the economical situation that we're in, and also just the social place that we're in right now, where if a woman is seen to want certain things from a guy financially, it's like she's a gold digger or she just wants him for his money. But I feel like it's a basic need that we have as females. It's part of our femininity to want a man to be able to take care of you. It's something that we can't deny. And I know a lot of us, like I was saying, a lot of us end up telling ourselves, because we know we're afraid of being judged, that we're gold diggers. We're afraid of having the high hopes that a guy's going to do something for you, then he doesn't do it. So at the end of the day, you just say, I don't expect that from a man. I don't want that from a man. I am Miss Independent. I can do it by myself. And in the process, we're denying ourselves of something that we really want. We're not being authentic to ourselves. We're not being true to ourselves, just because we're afraid of being let down in the long run. I'm so guilty of this so many times. Anyway, on this date that I went on with this guy, we got to the so it was during, I think it was like the first lockdown, I think, or something, and like there wasn't the option to sit in, right? So we got to the till and we were paying, and I was like, oh no, I'll pay. I didn't even think about it. I just said, oh no, I'll pay. Just in my head, I was like, why do you want to pay? Like, let him pay. He had his wallet out. He was about to pay. But I was like, oh no, I'll pay for this. I do remember he paid for something else. And so I wanted to pay for this. And he was like, I saw the reaction on his face. He didn't take it well that I had offered to pay. And in that moment, I didn't think about it. I was like, okay, like, hello, you're supposed to be happy. I'm paying for stuff. Like, and you know how we always see on social media guys saying, oh, I'd be so happy if a girl says she'll pay. Or I'll be so happy if, you know, my girlfriend pays for half or we do halves or whatever. Baby girl, let me not lie to you. It's in a man's nature to want to take care of you when he can. And I feel like when I did that, so that guy never talked to me after that date. And I knew it was because of that, but I didn't want to accept it. So back to what I was just talking about, when you also deny yourself, like you don't accept that this is what you want, you find yourself, like I was doing for that, and you end up blocking the things that you do want just because you're afraid of not getting those things, and that is not healthy at all. Whew. That was a lot. But I found myself in situations where I continuously deny myself of things that I deserve, or deny myself of even thinking or wanting things that I deserve, just because I'm afraid of the reality that I won't be able to get them. What I've done is I have created a list of things that I want, things that I feel like I deserve. And I practice saying these things out loud, just with my tongue. Well, obviously with my tongue in my mouth. I practice saying these things out loud. And I put them out into the universe. I really believe in the power of attraction, that if you put something out into the universe will give it back to you. I really believe in that because I've seen it work so many times in my life. I believe in the power of speech, in the power of prayer, in the power that my tongue has. I saw this quote. It said the tongue has the power of death and fire. Speak your blessings into existence, manifest them, and pray for them. Another quote says, when petitioning God about things you feel you deserve, remember to approach him with the real you. Others might be fooled, but he knows the truth. And I just thought, wow, because this is something that's so true. A lot of the times we end up believing that we don't deserve certain things, and we end up in a state where we don't even pray for them because we think, ish, this is just too out of the box for me. I have a personal prayer that I've been doing since I was in lower six, and I started doing this in one of my exams because I did economics for A-level. I was really bad at economics. Like, even my economics teacher didn't want me to be in her class because I was so bad at it. Guys, Papa Gaib, you know. And I started doing this prayer. I went to a Christian high school. I think I've talked about this before. So prayer was a really big thing for me. I started doing this prayer and I would say, God, you are my God who parted the Red Sea. If you could part the Red Sea, something that's so impossible, why can't you do this thing that's in front of me? I started doing that prayer every time I'm in a hot spot, or even when I'm not in a hot spot, I do that prayer, and that prayer is so powerful to me because it's been able to part the seas of whatever I'm going through in my life. And ever since I started that prayer, it works for me. So I tend to do that prayer and recite my list of things that I want. And I kid you not, guys, things happen in my life because of that prayer. I've talked about this. So many things happen in my life. So many miracles happen in my life. I don't even understand them, but they happen. I'm not trying to be... I know like they sound like those people that, oh my gosh, this happened. But like, I'm just trying to be very honest. Things happen because I pray about them. Prayer is so important. Prayer is so powerful. And I just want to encourage you guys to pray. Write down a list of the things that you want. Be authentic. Be honest. Especially when you are going to pray about these things, because God knows when it's something that you really want. Write down a list of the things that you want. The things that you really, really, really want. Even if you think it's impossible. Write that list down. Pray on it. Present it to God. Ask Him to help you. And I kid you not, He really will come through for you. I'm going to just end with this verse. It's Proverbs 18, verse 20 and 21. It says, "From the fruit of his mouth a man's stomach is filled. From the harvest from his lips he is satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So with that, guys, I just want to say, be intentional with the things that you say, especially when you're praying to God and when you're putting things out into the universe, because the tongue is so powerful. And you deserve all those little things that you try and convince yourself that you don't deserve. All those beautiful, amazing things, you deserve them because you are worth it. That sounds like something from an ad. I don't even know what ad it is. Anyway, another thing I want to end with. Believe so hard, it starts to feel like you have it. There's this book. Gosh, okay. This is the last thing, guys, I promise. There's this book. It's called Ask and It Is Given. And in that book, or was it The Secret? You know what? My mom always encouraged us to read these books. So I've read so many of these motivational books, but I don't read them anymore. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So it talks about, I think it's Ask and It Is Given. It talks about wanting a car. Ish, I think you guys know I want a car. If anyone wants to bless me, guys, I'm here. This public transport life is not for me. Anyway, it talks about wanting a car, and it says, if you want a car, act like you have a car. Wake up early in the morning every day before you go out. Pretend you're washing your car so you can get out. Pretend you're thinging the remote, pressing a key on the remote to lock your car, to unlock your car. And it says, when you send out those vibrations into the world, into the universe, those vibrations will come back in the form of what you want. I know it's absolutely crazy. It sounds crazy, but I know a lot of people that this has worked for. Personally, I haven't done it, so it hasn't worked for me yet, but I really think I should probably start doing that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, guys. And I really hope that you guys enjoy the rest of your week and you stay blessed. Thank you so much. I hope that I get to hear from you guys. Talk to me on my social media. Let me know what you guys would want me to talk about. If you guys want to be guests, just let me know. Tell a friend to listen to my podcast, and see you next week.